With a green light from the CDC, families across the country are booking COVID vaccine appointments for their little ones under the age of 5. But if you are a parent in Florida, you may have to hold off just a little while longer. That's because under Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, pediatricians were prevented from pre-ordering vaccines from the federal government until just last Friday. Dr. Lisa Gwynn leads the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gwynn.
Thank you so much.
So every other state in the country was able to get their orders in for these shots before yours. What does that mean for families with young kids in Florida?
Well, it means that we just may have to wait a little bit longer before the vaccines become available to all of us. But I will tell you that the good news for our clinics is we actually received our vaccines early this morning. So we are in a situation that we never imagined we would be in. We actually have vaccines in hand.
Is this a mere inconvenience, or do you think that there's a way in which this affects the health of young children in your state?
So last week, I had a different answer than this week. Okay, last week, we weren't sure whether or not, number one, we would be able to place orders. There was some initial concern that we couldn't place orders. And then when it was clarified that, in fact, we could place orders, then we weren't sure when we would be receiving them because we were the last out of the 50 states to place those orders. This week, it's a whole different ballgame. It does look like we will have vaccines in our offices. The challenge now is going to be, since we weren't really able to pre-plan that much, now practices are going to have to plan on when they will be able to bring in all of those children to get them vaccinated because there is logistics involved with this series.
There's a few bigger picture issues going on here. The state of Florida is not offering the vaccines through its state or local health departments, and the health department does not even recommend COVID-19 vaccines for healthy young children, which of course goes against the CDC guidance. When you step back and think about the picture across the entire state of Florida, what is the environment like for doctors that are following the science?
It's been a very challenging life walk that we walk in the medical community over the last couple of years. It really has been challenging. Never before has our profession been under such challenges from those in politics. And we don't work in the political world. We take care of patients. We want to do what's best for our patients. We spend many, many years of schooling and training to be able to be ready to provide our patients with the best possible care that's, you know, scientifically proven. And so to have our industry be challenged in such a way, especially in the vaccine world, because vaccines have been the greatest public health accomplishment of this century. And we have never had such a problem or such pushback from vaccines. So it's been really, really challenging. And, you know, really at the end of the day, we just want to do what's best for our patients and to allow us to have access to vaccines so that we can make those choices and parents and patients can make those choices for ourselves.
I'm thinking about access. You know, if Florida doesn't offer vaccines through state and local health departments, what options do parents have if they don't have insurance or if they live in a place where it's hard to get to the doctor?
This is what's so confusing to us is that so if you are over 5, you can go to a local health department and get a COVID vaccine. But if you're 4 years old, you cannot. And there hasn't been any scientific reason for that decision. And so we are faced with, yes, we're faced with an equity issue. Those children that are most marginalized that don't have access to a medical home are now I'm not really sure how they're going to be able to access those vaccines other than through. There are federally qualified health centers that offer the vaccine, but they're not going to be able to serve everybody that, you know, the demand. They're just not set up that way. We do have other options such as mobile clinics that go into underserved communities. But what I'm most concerned about are these smaller practices, especially in rural and you know, locations where there isn't a lot of access, that they won't have that option to go to their local health department.
Despite some of these challenges, you say you got your shipment this morning, right? Are you getting those shots into arms as of today?
Well, this we were pleasantly surprised today. I'm going to say it's going to take us about 48 hours to get all of our teams, planned. And we're hoping by the end of the week we'll have shots in arms.
No matter when that happens, it must be such a relief to you and to the families who've been waiting for more than 2 years for this opportunity.
Yes, yes. We are so thrilled. Our mobile units and our school health clinics are in underserved communities. And so we're going to do our very best to get as many shots in arms as possible.
Dr. Lisa Gwynn heads up the Florida chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Doctor, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.